Today's daf is daf Samach Tes. We will begin on daf Samach Ches Amud Beis, about 6 lines from the bottom. In the previous daf, we spoke about Mumbaz Shita. Mumbaz held that we have a very broad definition of a Shayug. He says that a Tinuk Shenishba is considered a Shayug. And he has this very broad definition of shayig. Ask the Gemara, my time of the Mumbaz. What is the reasoning for Mumbaz? The Ksiv, because it says in Pasuk, regarding the carbon chatas that is brought, if somebody did the Aveira of Aveira Zara, Tara Achas Yulachem, there's going to be one single law, Lois B'Shkaga, for everybody who does an Aveira B'Shayig. The Samachlei, and it says, next to that, the nefesh ashatasa biyad rama, a person who will act with high-handed, means b'meizit, says Mumbaz, hikish shagig l'meizit. The Torah is comparing somebody who does an aver b'shagig to somebody who does b'meizit. Ma meizit shoyis l'yidiyo, just like b'meizit refers to somebody who knows that he did the avera, because if he didn't know he did the avera, obviously he's not considered amazed. Af shagig shoyis lo yidiya. Shagig also is somebody who knows that he did the aveira and still is considered a shagig. Rabbanon, the Rabbanon who disagree with Mumbaz, hay tarachas may avdilei. What will they do with this pasuk of tarachas, which compares shagig to mazed? Answers the Gemara, they need it for what Rav Shub ben Levi taught his son. It says in Pasuk, there's going to be one law for somebody who does an aver b'shagig, b'ksiv, and it says earlier, if somebody will make an aver b'shagig, that refers to the avayra of avayda zara. And it says furthermore, that somebody who does an aveira of avodah zara b'mezid is mechuyif karis. Says the Gemara, huk shekulam avodah zara. The fact that all these psukim are put together, what we're trying to do is teach us is there a chiyif karban chatas, and we use avodah zara as the model. Ma'ala halon, just like by Avodah Zorah, it's Dover, Shechayovna al-Zadayna Karis. Where is there a Chiv Chatis? When you did Aver B'mezid, you would be Chiv Karis. B'shigosa, when you do it B'shagig, there's a Chiv Chatis. Af kol Dover, so too regarding all other Averis in the Torah. Dover Shechayovna al-Zadayna Karis, when there's a Chiv Karis? If it's done B'mezid, as Shigosa Chatis, B'shagig is a Chiv Chatis. There's an interesting shaila asked by the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi asks that we know that a boy in Bezdin, in our world, becomes bar mitzvah when he's 13 years old. In Bezdin Shemala, Shemayim, Einshin begin only when somebody is 20 years old. So ask the Chacham Tzvi, if a boy did an Aveira, B'shagig, for which there would be a Chiv Karis, does he have to bring a Karban Chatas if he's under 20 years old or not? Since, as we just learned in the Gemara, the Torah is connecting Chatas to Karis, and saying when there's a Chiv Karis B'mezid, that's when there's a Chiv Chatas B'shagig, but over here there is no Chiv Chatas, there is no Chiv Karis B'mezid, because this boy isn't 20 years old. What's going to be the halacha b'shagig? So Chacham Tzvi answers that it's not the point that this specific person would be mechuyev a carbon chatas. The point is mechuyev karis. The point is that since this is the type of aveira for which there is a chiyev karis and there is a chiyev chatas, even if it doesn't apply to this specific individual, because this specific individual would not be mechuyev a kares, still it's that type of an Aveiro, and this person would have to bring a Chiyuv Chatas. Continues the Gemara in analyzing Mumbaz's opinion. According to Mumbaz, who holds that a person is Chayiv Kam Chatas even if he knows that he did what he's doing is an Aveira. So where is the Shkaga? Where is something that he doesn't know that makes it not amazed, rather a Shagig? Answers the Gemara, Kigan Shagig B'Karvin. It's talking about a person who realizes that what he's doing is an Aveira. And he may even realize that there's a Chiv Karis for this. But what he doesn't know is that if you do it B'Shagig, there's a Chiv Karvin. Rabbanan, the Rabbanan disagree. The Rabbanan say, Shigis carbon lishma kaga. Just because you don't know that there's a chiv carbon, but if you know it's an aveira, and you know there's a chiv karis, according to Rabbanan, that's not called a shayig anymore. So according to Rabbanan, asked the Gemara, Shkaga b'mai, what is considered a shayig? Says the Gemara says two shitas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Kigan Shishagi Bekaris. If the person knows what he's doing is an Aveira, he just doesn't know that there's a Chiv Kares, that is already considered Shagik. Apishayez Belav, even though he knows what he's doing is an Aveira. The Shlokish Amar, Shlokish says, if a person knows what he's doing is an Aveira, but he only doesn't know that there's a Chiv Kares, that is not a Shagig. Who is a Shagig? Until he doesn't realize what he's doing is an Aveira, and he doesn't know there's a Chiv Kares for what he does. It's very interesting, the Stipler in the Kilas Yankiv quotes a Yerushalmi who says that according to Rabbi Yochanan, if somebody knows what he's doing is an Aveira, he just doesn't know there's a Chiv Kares, that's considered a Shagig, but the Stipler says he still going to, Taka won't have a Chiv Kares, because he didn't know the Chiv Kares, but he will have a Chiv Malkus. Omer Rava, says Rava, my Tamder of Shimon Lakish, that what is the reason for a Shlokish? The Shlokish says that a person is not considered a Shagig unless he doesn't know that's an Aveira, and he doesn't know there's a Chiv Kares. Answers the Gemara Omer Krav because it says in Pasuk, Ashlei Soy son of Oshem. If somebody does something, Bishkaga, and he becomes guilty. Achi Yishgoig, so Gemara explains the Pasuk, Achi Yishgoig, Belav Vikarishaba. Until the person doesn't realize what he did is an Aveira, and that there's a Chiv Karis. Otherwise he's not considered a Shaykhik. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says that as soon as the person doesn't know what he's doing is a chiv kares, high krod or shim velokish mayavalei, what's he going to do with this pasuk? Answers the Gemara, Miboy leil chretanya. He needs it for something that we learned in the Braisa. It says in the Braisa, the pasuk says, v'nefesh achas tachtok, if a person doesn't have era, b'shkoga, b'shagig, mi'am oritz, from the people of the earth, by doing one of the averes of Hashem that you're not supposed to do, for Hashem and he found guilty, becomes aware of the aver that he did, for every kabbana he brings his carbon. Now the question on the pasuk is, what does it say, mei am ha'aretz, from, amongst? Why we learn from amongst? So says the Gemara, prat l'muma. What we learn from here is that not all people who do an Aveira b'shagig bring a carbon, only some. Prat, it comes to eliminate a mumer. A mumer is somebody who rebelled against Hashem, somebody who routinely disregards Torah laws. He doesn't bring a carbon chatas when he does an Aveira b'shagig. Continue the Gemara. Shimon, lozai m'shim r'shimon, ashlai son of Hashem. The pasuk says, to go back to what we said before, the satsana b'shkagi ba'ashen, we learn from this pasuk, hashab mi diyasai, may be carbon shigasai. Only somebody who, if he was doing an aveira, had he realized what he's doing is an aveira, he would have not have done it, he would have refrained from doing it, that person brings a carbon chatas. But if somebody would have not refrained, he would have done the Aveira even if he would have known it's an Avera, and maybe Karban Shigasoi, he doesn't bring a Karban Chattis for doing an Avera B'Shaikik. Tanan. So the Gemara quotes a Mishnah that we're going to learn later in this parak. The Mishnah says, Avos Melachos Aboy Machas Achas. There's 39 Avos. And the Gemara immediately asks, Minyan Alamali, why do I have to count? Why does the Mishnah have to tell me there's 39 Melachos? There are obviously 39 Melachos. Just count them out. So Rav Yochan explained to teach us Shem'asim Kulam Behalam Echad, that if somebody did all 39 Melachos in one lapse of awareness, Chayiv Kolachos V'Achas, he's going to be Mechayiv a separate carbon for every one of the 39 Melachos. So now the Gemara tries to analyze this. Heichem Mishkachas La, exactly what happened? What happened? If you're telling me Bezodin Shabbos, the person knew that it's Shabbos, the Shigas Melachos, but what he didn't know is this a Melach or not? That's the case where the person is going to be Mechuyiv 39 Chatos. Says the Gemara. Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan, everything will work according to Rabbi Yochanan. Dama Rabbi Yochanan says that Kivin Shishag B'Karis, that as soon as somebody doesn't realize that the very he's doing, there's a chiyuv karis for, after pishis abalav, even though he knows what he's doing is an avera, mishkachas lo, so we can have this case. Kigoyim, the yodel of b'shavis balav, the person knows that what he's doing is an avera, that there's a chiyuv lav, what he's doing is an avera, but he doesn't know that there's a chiyuv karis. So this person is a shayig, and I'll have to bring for each one of the others a separate carbon chattis. El Rish Lakish, according to Rish Lakish, such a person who knows that it's an Aveira, just doesn't know the Oynish of Kares, such a person, Rish Lakish says, is not Mechuyiv, is not considered a Shagig. So, because Rish Lakish says, Ad Shiyishgoy Belav the Kares, until the person doesn't know that it's an Aveira and doesn't know there's a Chiv Kares. So the Yad Lashas Mai, if he doesn't know anything about the 39 Malachas, how does he know today is Shabbos? Answers the Gemara, the Yad B'Tchumim, you know how he knows it's Shabbos? Because he knows the Halacha of Tchumim, that you're not allowed to walk past 2,000 Amos out of the city on Shabbos, but leave it to Rekiva, according to Rekiva, that holds that the Isser of walking past the Tchum is the Isser Deraisa. So the Noid of Yehuda says a very interesting, makes a very interesting observation. We know throughout Shas that Rekiva holds that Chumim is the Raisa, as the Gemara just said. But many times in Shas we say that Yud Beis Mil, not just 2,000 Amos, but Yud Beis Mil, everybody holds you're not allowed to walk past that mount on Shabbos. Now the question is, if everybody agrees that there's a Chiv Doraisa for walking past Yud Beis Mil on Shabbos, so then why did the Gemara have to say that it's Rabbi Kiva? You could have said it's according to everybody, and he knows about the halacha of Yud Beis Mil. From here we see, says the Noid of Yehuda, that the Tanoim that disagree with Rabbi Kiva hold that the entire concept of Tchumim is Drabonim, even by Yud Beis Mil. The Ritva asks a question. The Ritva says, and Tosfos really asks the same question, good, the person doesn't know about any of the Malachas, but you know what he knows about Shabbos? What he knows about Shabbos is that you have to make Kiddush, that you have to make Avdolah, that you have to have Oynik Shabbos, enjoy the Shabbos. So he does know Shabbos, even though he doesn't know any of the Malachas. So the Tva says, the concept of Shabbos is Shvisa, resting. I'm not doing work. After I'm not doing work, then we begin with Kiddush and Avdolah. But if this person doesn't know anything about Malachas, that's not called Shabbos. Now there's an interesting question that the Tosfos Yeshanim on the bottom of the Amud asks. He asks, you know what is the situation perhaps here? The person knew about Malachas, but he didn't know about the Shiurim. For example, we've spoken many times that there's an Isser to carry in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. How much? Medaraisa? Dalar Amos, 4 Amos. So maybe this person knew you're not allowed to carry in Shabbos, knew that carrying is a Malacha, he just didn't know the Shir. He didn't know about Dalar Malachas. So, maybe that's the situation. So the Tosfos Rid says that a person who knows that you're not allowed to carry, he just doesn't know the shear, that's not called a shayig. That's called karv l'mezid. He's very close to being a mezid if he knows that much. But it's interesting, the Mishnah Lamelech says that if somebody doesn't know the shear, that's called a shayig. So according to the Mishnah Lamelech, there's a very strong question from the Tosfos Rishon. Continues the Gemara. Man tana l'ha the tana rabbonim. Who's the tana of the following b'raisa? Shagi b'zar b'zeh. If somebody didn't realize today is Shabbos, and he also doesn't know what that this is a malacha, zeh shagi kama b'tara. That is the perfect case of shagi that the Torah speaks about. Heze b'zeh b'zeh. If somebody knows that today is Shabbos, and he knows what he's doing is a malacha, zeh mezer kama b'tara. This is the classical case of mezer. Shogig b'Shabbos. If somebody doesn't know that today is Shabbos, for heizim b'malachas, but he knows that this is a malacha, or she shogig b'malachas, or he knows that this is a malacha, he doesn't know that this is a malacha, for heizim b'Shabbos, but he knows that today is Shabbos. Oy, she'oma any sheidei ani shemalachas or sura. I know that this is a malacha, and I know of course that today is Shabbos. Avil any yedei shechayav and karban Allah. I don't know that there's a chiv carbon for this, chayiv. He's still chayiv carbon chattis because it's considered a shoygig. Who is the tana that holds that even if there was just a shoygig in not knowing that there's a chiv carbon, that is already considered a shoygig? Says the Gemara, command, who is that going to be like? Mumbus. Because as we just finished learning the Gemara, Mumbus holds that even if there's just a shoygig in carbon, that's already considered a shoygig. Omar Abaya. So now the Gemara goes further. There's a parish in the Torah called Shvuas Bitui. It says in the Torah, "Nefesh ki shishava levate b'svasayim." If somebody is going to swear, uttering his lips, "Lahara alahaytiv to do good or to be bad," "L'chol ashivate adam b'shvua." If a person utters an oath, "V'nelam memenu," and then it's concealed, he has to bring a carbon. Now this can happen in one of two ways. Either he swore in the past, that means, for example, he swore that he ate when he really did not, or he swears that he will eat and he doesn't eat. In that parasha, the Torah describes what kabbonis he's going to mechuyif. But there's two very important words in the pasuk we just quoted. V'nelam mimenu. That means he acted inadvertently. Says Abaye, even though we just finished learning a machloikis, what is considered a shayig, says the Gemara, hakam moedim shvuas pitui, everybody is going to agree by shvuas pitui that what is considered a shayig, she'en chayovin ala carbon, that there's no chiv carbon, that's not considered a shayig, ad sheyishgoig b'lav shabo, until the shayig is in the actual aveira, that he doesn't realize what he did is an aveira. Says the Gemara, now, first of all, there's a machloikus Rashi in Tosfos. What does this mean? Rashi says that the person made a shvua that he's going to eat, and while he's eating, he forgot that he made that shvua. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos said that's not considered a shayig b'lav shabo. The shayig has nothing to do with aveir. The shayig is he forgot what he did. So he says shayig b'lav shabo is that he forgot that there's an isser to eat, to be over a shvua. He forgot, he thinks that you're allowed to transgress a shvua. Says the Gemara, Hakla Moideman, who are the people that Rabbi is saying will agree to this? Rabbi Yochanan. That means, even though Rabbi Yochanan said that if a person was aware of the Aveira, he just didn't know about the Kares, that's considered already Shoyig B'Shabbos. Here he's going to say that the only case of Shoyig is of Shoyig B'Lav Shabbat. Says the Gemara Peshitta. It's obvious that it's Rabbi Yochanan. Because Kikam Rabbi Yochanan, you know when Rabbi Yochanan said that you can be considered a shayi even if you know what you're doing is an avera. Hey chadikah karis, when there's karis. So the fact that there's karis and you not knowing that what you're doing has a chiv karis, that's already considered a shayi. Avahocha, in this case, the lack of karis, where there is no karis, obviously the only way that you could be considered a shayi is if you didn't know there's an avera. There's no other option for being a shayik. Answers the Gemara. Sakadat chamina. I would have thought, says the Gemara, hoyo v'chiv carbon chidishu. The chiv to bring a carbon by shvuas pitui is something new. It's a novelty. Why? The Mechal Tarakul and the rest of the Torah loy ashkhan lav the maisalei carbon. We never find that you bring a carbon without a chiv chatas. This is the one exception, that you bring a carbon even though there is no chiv chatas. For hokamaisi, so I would say here, since the carbon is so unique, ki shogeg be carbon, even when the shogeg is just regarding the carbon, nami l'chayiv, he should also be mechuyiv and be considered a shogeg and be mechuyiv carbon chatas. Kamash mlon, that's what Abai is teaching us, that no, it's not considered a shayig by shvuas pitui unless it's a shayig b'lav shabbat. Meisvei, ask the Gemara on Abaye's position from a brisa. The brisa speaks about, as we said before, that a shvuas pitui could be into the future, that he makes a shvuah he will do something, he will eat and he doesn't eat, or he makes a shvuah they won't eat and he does eat, and it could be in the past. That means a person made a shvuah that he ate or he did not eat, and then it turns out that he did eat. Now there's a very fundamental problem with that, because the pasuk says a nefesh ki shava levate b'sfasayim, a person swears to utter lahara laheita for better for good l'chol ashiyavata adam b'shvuah, anything a person expresses menel memanon, he forgets. Now the Gemara Masech the Shvuos focuses on the words Adam b'shvuah, that the person was an Adam, was a complete person b'shvuah when he made the shvuah. Now if this person made a shvuah that he ate something and he really didn't, what happened here? Obviously he obviously forgot, but then he's not an Adam, he's not a complete person. So when is he chayiv carbon for shvuah bitui on the past? Eiz shvuah shige b'tel shavar that you be mechuyev b'shvuah. It must be shem ama yedeini shvuah zu asura. I knew what I'm saying is not true. I knew that the shvuah I made is a lie. Avol any yedeya im yechayavim carbon alah. I don't know if there's a chiv carbon on it. The halach is he's chayiv, that he's considered a shogeg as mechuyev to bring a carbon, even though the entire shvuah, the entire shayig, is only evolving around the not knowledge that there's a chiv of carbon. Hamani, who must be the tan of this brisa? It must be mumbus, because as we said, according to mumbus, as soon as a person is a shayig just in the carbon, he's already considered a shayig. Now, the mafarshim point out that according to the Rabbanan, and even according to Abaye, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the only case of shogeg by shvuas pitui is if he doesn't know that what he's doing is an avera, and if it's in the past, how are we ever going to have a case of a shvuas pitui that be chayav a carbon? Takeh, they say, Rabbi Shmuel and Masechta Shvuah says that there never is a case of bringing a carbon for shvuas pitui into the past. And that's what they're going to have to hold. Says the Gemara, Lishna Chuna, another version, Mani, who is this Tana of the price that we just quoted, that a shayig in a carbon is considered a shayig? Ilema Mumbus, if you're going to tell me Mumbus, Pshita, it must be obvious that Mumbus holds this way. Why? Because Hashta B'chala Torah Kula, if in the whole Torah, the Lav Chiddush, bringing a carbon is not a Chiddush, because as we said many times today, carbon, Chatos, and Kares travel together. Still, Mumba says, Omar Shigis Karbin Shmash Gogo. That if somebody makes a mistake and doesn't realize that there's a Chiv Karbin, it's considered a Shagig. Hacha, the Chiddishu, in this Gemara, where the Karbin is a Chiddish, and not everybody knows, it's a novelty, not everybody knows that you're Mechiv Karbin, because there's no Chiv Karis here. Like Koshkein, that Shigis Karbin is a Shagig. So that can't be the Tana of the Braisa. Elalav, who must be? The Rabbanim. And what we're saying is just the opposite of what Abaye said. That even though the Rabbanim normally hold that Shigigas Karbin is not a Shagig, over here they're going to hold that Shigigas Karbin is a Shagig. Why? Because here the Karbin is a Chiddush. Why is the Karbin a Chiddush? Because you bring a Karbin without a Chiv Karus. But Tiyufta the Abaye, and this is a refutation of what Abaye said, Tiyufta Abaye is refuted. V'yomer Abaye. Abaye says further, Hakam Moedim B'Truma. The halach is that Truma may be only eaten by a Kayin. If a non-Kayin eats Truma, if he eats it B'Mezid, he is Mechuyiv Misa B'Dei Shemayim. If he eats it B'Shoigig, he has to repay the value of the Truma, plus add a Chaymish. He has to add a fifth. Says the Gemara, Omar Abaye, Hakam Moed B'Truma, everybody's going to agree as far as Truma is concerned, She'ein Chayav M'Chaymish, that there's no Chiv of Chaymish to pay the extra fifth if he ate the Truma B'Shoigig, and She'yishgig B'Lav Shabbat, unless he acts B'Shoigig regarding the Aveira. That means he ate the Truma thinking that it was Chulin. But if he knew that there's an issa to eat a truma, he just did not know there's a chiv misa b'dei shemayim for eating it b'mezid, he's not going to be considered a shayik. Says the Gemara again, Hakam Moedim, man, who is them Hakam Moedim? Rabbi Yochanan. It's Rabbi Yochanan. Because even though Rabbi Yochanan says not knowing kares is considered shayik, here he's going to say that the only case of shayik is not knowing the aveira. Ask the Gemara Pshita. Of course Rabbi Yochanan is going to hold this way. Because ki kam Rabbi Yochanan, when did Rabbi Yochanan say that not knowing the Einish B'mezid is considered Shoyig, Heichadik Karis, when Einish is Shoyig, is Karis. However, Heichadik Karis, when the Einish is not Karis, like in our case, where the Einish for eating Truma by non-Kayin B'mezid is Misa B'dei Shemayim, Loi, he never said that that's considered a shagig. So what's Abaye coming to teach us? Answers the Gemara. Mad Tema, Misa Makan Karis Medis. I would have thought that true, there is no Chiv Karis for eating this, for eating Truma B'mezit. But there's Misa B'dei Shemayim. And the Misa B'makan Karis Medis, that Misa is the same as Karis. And furthermore, therefore, the chishag of a misa, if the person did not know that the chiv misa b'dei shemayim, the halach should be l'chayiv, he should be considered a shagging and l'chayiv, the chaymish, k'mash m'wan. That's what Abaye teaches us to know, that misa b'dei shemayim and kares are not the same. And the reason they're not the same is, as we explained, because chatis travels with kares, that's a set. Whenever you don't have that situation, we don't have these halachas. Rava disagrees. Rava Taka says that Misa B'Makom Karis Medes, the Misa B'Dei Shemayim stands in the place of Kares, the Chaymish B'Makom Karbon Kai, and the Chaymish stands in the place of a Karbon, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan will hold, says Rava, that if the person eat the Truma, and he did not know there's a Chiv Misa B'Dei Shemayim if he ate it B'Mezid, he would be mechuyev the chaymish because he's considered a shaygik. Begins the Gemara. Omer Rav Huna. So Rav Huna says, "Hay mahalch b'derech." Somebody's traveling on the way. I remember he's in the desert. For any day, emes haShabbos. He doesn't know when Shabbos is. So what's he supposed to do? Says Rav Huna, "Minus shish yomim." He should count 6 days from the day he realizes that he doesn't know when Shabbos is. And like the Bach says, that's including the day that he became aware that he's unaware. And then the seventh day he should hold for Shabbos. Chiba Rav Amar, Chiba Rav says no. Misham Yom Echad, he should keep the first day for Shabbos, like the Mefarshim explained, not the first day, because that day, when he realized in the middle of the day, so we don't keep Shabbos for half a day. So he should keep the next day of Shabbos, and then Umayna Shishi should count 6 days afterwards. Says the Gemara, the Maikam Eski, regarding what do they disagree? Says the Gemara, Mas of Rav Huna holds Kibriyasa Shaloylam. Just like when the world was created first Sheishis Yimei Bereishis, 6 days in which Hashem created the world, and then there was a Shabbos. Hitu, you should have 6 regular days, and then the Shabbos. Or Mas of Adam Rishon, just like Adam Rishon. When Adam Rishon was created on Friday, the next day was Shabbos. So first came Shabbos, and then came 6 days of work. Here too, first Shabbos, and then 6 days of work. So the Shem Shmuel explains what is the machloikis of Chiba Rav and Rav Huna. They say like this. Shabbos has 2 purposes. The first purpose Shabbos have is, it's the climax of the week. We work up a whole week. It comes Shabbos, it's the climax of the week that we now have a Shabbos. On the other hand, Shabbos is the Makar HaBracha. It's the source of all bracha. Where do we have that? Adam Arishin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Arishin, and he brought him right into a Shabbos, that it should be a Makar HaBracha. That's the Machloikis. The Machloikis is, how do I look at Shabbos? Do I look at Shabbos as the culmination of a week of work, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu did when he created the world? Or do I look at Adam Arishin, that Adam Arishin needed Shabbos to be able to get the next week going, that he should be able to go through the week? The Poskim ask a question. What's going to be the halacha in the case of a person, this person who's lost? What about Yom Tovim? He doesn't know when Yom Kippur is. He doesn't know when Pesach is. What does he do? So the Poskim say there's a very big difference between Shabbos and Yom Tovim. Because there's a question. Why does he have to keep any day for Shabbos? Why shouldn't we say Batal Barayv? Most days of the week are not Shabbos. The answer is because Shabbos is Kavua. Every week there's a day of Shabbos. And something which is Kavua, which is established, can't get Batal. However, Yom Tovim are not Kavua. It's not an established date, because Yom Tovim depend on the months and other factors. That's why, since most days of the year are not Yom Tovim, he would not have to keep Yom Tov. Meisvei asked the Gemara a question. It says in the Braisa, Chai Mahal Pederech, if somebody's on the road, then he doesn't know when Shabbos is, Mishami Yom Echel L'Shisha. He should keep 1 day for every 6 days. My love, doesn't that mean, Moina Shisha, he should count 6 days, or Mishami Yom Echad, and then observe 1 day of Shabbos. So, it's different that when Chibarav said keep 1 day and then count 6. Says Umar Loi, what it means is Misham Yom Echad, keep 1 day, Umayna Shisha, and then keep the 6, and then count 6 days. Ihachi says Umar, if that's what the Brisa meant, Misham Yom Echad Shisha, why does the Brisa use a terminology? He observes 1 day for every 6. What it should have said is Misham Yom Echad, he keeps 1 day, or minus shisha, and then counts 6 days. That would be mibaylei. That would be a much more appropriate lashon. Voi, furthermore, asked the Gemara, Tanya, it says in a brayso, Haimahal v'derek, or somebody's in the road, or the midbar, and he's in the midbar. Veni day emes shabbos, he doesn't know when Shabbos is. Minus shisha, he counts 6 days. Umisham yom echad. So the brayso says explicitly first 6 days and then Shabbos. Says the Gemara, you're right. Tiyufta. The Chibarav is refuted to Yufta. There's an interesting Ritvaz based on this Gemara. Ritvaz, the Yavits, talk about parts of the world that are near the South Pole, near the North Pole, where there are months that are pure sun days, and there are months that are pure night. Now the question is, when do these people keep Shabbos? Because we know that we have 6 days go by, the day starts and the day ends, and then the 7th day is Shabbos, but they don't have 6 days like that to come before Shabbos. So when will they keep a Shabbos? So Ritvaz says, from this Gemara we see that Shabbos is not necessarily dependent on a regular cycle of 6 days coming and going, and then having Shabbos. What we see from this Gemara is that Shabbos is the seventh day. So what they would do is, every seventh day, after 6 24-hour periods, they will have Shabbos, even though it was light for all these days, or dark for all these days. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rava. So Rava says, "B'chayoyim v'yoyim, every day of these 6 days, he works enough to stay alive. He can't work more, because maybe that day is Shabbos. And if that day is Shabbos, because he doesn't know for sure which day is Shabbos and which day is not, and if that day is Shabbos, it comes out that he's working on Shabbos. Levar mehi yoyma, except from that day, that he doesn't work at all. Ask the Gemara, for who yoyma lemus, and that day, should he die? If he doesn't work, he doesn't have what to live on, how's he going to survive? Answers the Gemara, David Ne'esmel Shtei Penesosos. He does from the day before, he works the day before enough for 2 days. Ask the Gemara, how could you give him such an Eitzah? The Dilma Ne'esmel Shabbos Havoy. Maybe the day before that you're telling him to work extra is actually the real Shabbos, and he's working more on the day that's really Shabbos than he's allowed to. Answers the Gemara, you're right. El koyoyim v'yoyim oisloi penesosoi, every day he should work enough, afilu hu yoyima, even that day also. Ask the Gemara, if so, if every day he's working just enough to live, so the question is, v'hu yoyim b'maylum in kalei, so how do we know that that day is Shabbos, if every day he's working just enough, and that day he's also doing that? Answers the Gemara, the kedusha v'avdalta. That day he works, what makes that day different than the rest of the week is that day he makes Kiddush and Havdalah. So the first question is, the Kiddush and Havdalah that he makes that day, how does he make Kiddush and Havdalah? It may not be Shabbos. It's a bracha of Atalah. Specifically, since we know that halacha is that Safek brachas lahakel, that if a person has a Safek, if he has to make a bracha, we tell him not to make a bracha. So how do we tell this person to make a bracha? So Mefarshim say that Safek brachas lahakel is if a person doesn't know what the halach is, then we say Safek brachas lahakel, or he doesn't know his mechuyv to make a bracha. But here, it's not a question in the bracha, it's a question in the day, and that's why you make the bracha. Tosfos speaks about what does the person do in terms of walking. He's in the desert. He has to get out of the desert. And if he walks past the tchum, as we've learned, you're not allowed to walk past the tchum. So Tosfos says, two pshatim. One pshat Tosfos says is that every day he can walk, because otherwise he'll never get out. Besides the day that he's keeping for Shabbos, that day he shouldn't walk past the tchum. The second pshat Tosfos says is that every day, including the day that he keeps for Shabbos, he's allowed to walk past the tchum, because otherwise he'll never get out. The interesting point that the Taz and the Magen Avraham extrapolate from Tosfos is as follows. We just said that on the day that he keeps Shabbos, he only does the minimal amount. And that's really not only on that day, it's every day. The question is, when we say that he's only allowed to do the minimal amount, what does that mean? Does that mean that he's not allowed to do the rices, or does it mean that he's not even allowed to do the rabbonim? So the Taz says that he's allowed to do the rabbonim. He's allowed to do malach, which is only awesome drabonim, because sofik drabonim l'kula. Since the whole day is a sofik, he's mechuyev and not, so we go l'kula, and we allow him to do it. The Magen Avraham proves from Tosfos that he is not allowed to do drabonim. Because what's Tosfos talking about? Tosfos is speaking about tchumim. We know that tchumim are drabonim. So if he's allowed to do a drabonin, what's Tosfos' whole issue? It's a drabonin. Says the Magen Avraham, it must be because he's really not allowed to do drabonins either. Just Tosfos is saying, because he has to get out of the desert, that's why I'm allowing him to do tchumim, even though it's an issa drabonin. And the Aruch HaShulchan paskins that this person should not do drabonins. Now the question here is, the Meiri asked the question, what's the big deal? The person should keep the 6 days, And the seventh day he won't eat. He won't eat the seventh day. It's one day. So he answers, and the Paiskim use this in very interesting situations. When do I tell a person he could fast? If the person's eating all week long, and then it comes Shabbos, it comes one day, and we tell him, you know what, for whatever reason you should fast. But this person, as we just finished describing, is doing the very minimal the whole week, because he's only allowed to do Kedei Panasasa every day. Such a person who's in a weakened state, we don't tell such a person to fast. And I saw in a sefer that Rav Meir Shapiro used this concept regarding fast days. He said that nowadays, since people are weak, people aren't that healthy, they don't have to fast. Because he says it's like this person who we tell him that he should do work on the day that he's keeping Shabbos, even though it may be Shabbos, because he's weak. So too we are weak, and that's why it's difficult for us to fast, and a person who's weak shouldn't fast. And in fact, there's a story that in the city of Lodz, the Rav of the city of Lodz was Rav Eli Chaim Meisels. And in one year, there was a time of hunger and a disease, and Jews of Ashkenazic descent did not eat kidneys on Pesach, did not eat legumes on Pesach. That year, because of the situation, the famine and other issues, he said that people should be allowed to eat kidneys. So they told him, why are you doing this? It's a minig not to eat kidneys. And it's 8 days. For 8 days we'll survive. So again, he used this Gemara. He said, when do I say that person should strengthen himself and not do something that, and manage, is when he's in a good shape. But a person, like in our Gemara, he's only doing Kedei Panasasai every day, such a person, I don't tell him I try to make it easier for him, because anyway he's weak. The question is regarding tefillin. What does this person do about tefillin? Is he allowed to wear tefillin? Where does he wear tefillin? So the Chuvis Zichron Yitzchak says they shouldn't put on tefillin any day of the week, because since we don't put on tefillin Shabbos, and we don't know, and every day there's a possibility that it's Shabbos, so that's why he should not put on tefillin. The Mishnah Berura says they should put on tefillin every day. And he says two reasons. First of all, he says because Roiv, since most of the days of the week are not Shabbos, we follow Roiv and we tell him to put on tefillin. And another reason he says is like this. Why don't we put on tefillin Shabbos? Because, as we said already once, Shabbos, tefillin is an ois, tefillin is a sign between us and Hashem, and Shabbos is an ois. So during the week, we don't have Shabbos, so tefillin is the ois we rely on. But in Shabbos, we have Shabbos. But this person isn't keeping Shabbos the same way all of us keep Shabbos, because he's doing Kedei Panasasa, he is working on Shabbos. So that's why this person should put on tefillin on Shabbos also. The Kafa Chaim says that he puts on tefillin on the 6 days that he's not holding as a Shabbos day, but the seventh day, which is he's holding as a Shabbos day, he should not put on tefillin. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rava, im hayam maka mitzvah sayom shiyotzabai, if the person knows which day he left, he remembers how many days ago he left, he just doesn't recall what day of the week that was, he counts 8 days from that day, and he could work that whole day. And like the Ritva explains, not only could he work that whole day, he should work that whole day so much to have enough for all the other days that he won't work on any other days, because the other days he doesn't know if it's Shabbos or not. Ask the Gemara Pshita. Of course what he's saying, what Rava says, makes sense. Answers the Gemara, Mada Taima, we might have thought, Kivin the Shabbos Lo Nafik, just like we know that he didn't leave in Shabbos, so if I count 8 days from when he left, I know that that day can't be Shabbos, because he certainly didn't leave in Shabbos. I would also say, but Mali Shabbos Namli Lo Nafik, he didn't leave on Erev Shabbos either. Fahai, so this person, Inan V'chavshe Nafik, even if he left on Thursday, he should be allowed to work for 2 days. From the 8th day and from the 9th day from when he left. Because he knows he didn't leave on Friday and he didn't leave on Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, Kamashmon, that's what Rav is teaching us. That Zimna, the Mishkach Sharta, sometimes there's a caravan that does leave on Erev Shabbos on Friday, which is day that you really shouldn't leave, but this person with no choice does leave, or Mikra Vinafik, and he left. So I can't be sure that he didn't leave on Friday. I could only be sure that he didn't leave on Shabbos. The Gra says a very nice pshat based on this Gemara. The Pasuk says, Zocher Shem Shabbos. A person should remember Shabbos. He should know which day is Shabbos. You know why? Kishesh, if a person knows for sure which day is Shabbos, Kishesh Shem Tavit, he'll be able to work for 6 days. Vasisa Kol Melach Techa. Kol, he'll be able to do all work. He won't be limited during those 6 days only to do today Panasasai, because it's regular weekdays, and regular weekdays you can work as much as you want. V'yom Shvi, on the other hand, where Shabbos comes for this person, the seventh day, which he knows is the real Shabbos, it'll be Shabbos L'Hashem L'Kecha, it'll be a real Shabbos, and like Sasa Kamalach, he won't do any work. Not like the person in Al Gemara, who on the day that he's keeping Shabbos, is still, we're telling him to do some work, because he's allowed to do Kedei Mechiyosa on that day. And the Mefarshim explain, this is what we say in the Zmiris. In the Zmiris we say, Kol Mekadesh Shvi, Karoi Loi, Kol Shem Shabbos, Kedos Mechaloloi. So Mefarshim ask, it's really a redundancy. Kol Mekadesh Shvi, person that's been Mekadesh Shvi, Kol Shem Shabbos, and then again we say, we speak about the person who's a Shem Shabbos. So why do we say it twice? So the answer is Al Gemara. Kol Mekadesh Shvi, Karoi Loi. First we speak about a person who's keeping Shabbos Karoi Loi as it should be kept. Like whom? Like a person who knows what's the weekdays and what Shabbos. Then you have another person called Shem Shabbos. He's also Shem Shabbos Kedos. Kedos means because he's following the Halacha. He's following the Halacha of our Gemara that if he doesn't know when Shabbos is, keep 6 days and then hold the seventh day as Shabbos.